We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
David, what is happening, brother? How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy weekend to you.
Yeah, happy weekend. What do we have? What do you have going this weekend?
We're spending the weekend in Chattanooga. It's a lovely place. Gonna eat some good food. I don't know. It's gonna be pretty hot, but hopefully we can find some shade. There's plenty to do. So yeah. What about you? What you getting into?
Oh gosh, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Sitting on my couch, trying to watch Grizz Summer League, maybe something like that.
Yeah, thank goodness for Summer League, because I mean, man, this is the roughest portion of the sports calendar, but man, we're getting through it. Like SEC right. Media Day's coming, all that. Like we're getting closer. It's tough right now.
And I'll be watching Serbia versus France tonight, a little Wimby versus Jokic action.
Yeah, low key.
That's pretty solid. That's good. That's good entertainment.
The Olympics are a nice bridge. Like they're a good bridge from the doldrums of summer, because like once the Olympics are over, we're going to look up and be like 3 weeks away from week zero in college football. So big shout out to the Olympics.
Yeah. Did you get a look at Team USA the other night against Canada?
I did. Yes. Slow start. They got it together though. Anthony Edwards looked like a dog out there. No surprise. So that was encouraging. Enjoyed Grant Hill's interview with Bill Raftery. I thought it was funny because
yeah.
Grant Hill and Bill Raftery, you know, they're teammates on the CBS NCAA tournament A team, and they do the Final Four with Iron Eagle now, and they know each other quite well. But since Grant Hill is like the director of Team USA, they were interviewing him like they would any other normal interview subject. It was sort of funny to see Raftery talking to Grant Hill in that capacity. But yeah, I thought it was a good debut. Like I said, right. They started slow, but yeah, they got it together.
Yeah, I got to say, I feel good about their chances this time around. Seeing like the full platoon swaps and like four or five all-stars come in that second group, potential Hall of Famers come in that second group, I like it. I think it's a good mix of old guys who can actually still play and young guys that are stepping into their prime.
Oh, yeah. There is plenty of old dude on that team. It's impressive, but you also
love But this isn't guys. Magic Johnson, you know, Larry Bird, Dream Team, old guy. This is like LeBron still scoring 27 points per game, old guy.
Yeah, he had I guess it was the first or second quarter, real nice little chase down block coming off of a pick on defense. And it was like, dang, he's 39 years old, still doing that. And then I love that you got Tyrese Halliburton and Anthony Edwards out there. I mean, those guys are the future. You know, there's a part of me, though, that's a little sad. I think there's a different world in which Ja Morant is on this team. You know, and he just released his USA color scheme with his Ja ones. And so you almost wonder if that wasn't planned a couple of years back when maybe it looked like he would be, you know, a part of Team USA. And of course, he can still get there. There's, you know, he'll have, probably three more Olympics after this where he's hopefully the type of player that is going to be in the running for that. But it is a little sad to think, like, man, there's a world in which he was going to be on this team, you know?
Yeah, as long as we don't run into what we ran into a couple years ago with him showing guns on Instagram or no, you know, injuries along the way, I would imagine he's going to be on this team in 2028, no?
If all goes well, yeah, without a doubt. Could Desmond Bain get in that conversation? Could Jaren Jackson Jr.?
I think Jaren probably the closer one.
He was on Team USA Select a few years back.
Right.
I remember, I think that was when I was on the beat, and it was a pretty big deal. Like, that's a big honor when you're on that Select team and you go and practice. You know, we all saw the highlights of Cooper Flagg doing that this year. He was one of those guys. And typically, those players are the ones who they have identified as, like, future Team USA guys.
Well, he was on the World Cup team. It just didn't go well.
They got
fourth place.
You wonder, like, I thought it was interesting, like, Joel Embiid recently got citizenship, so, you know, he gets a spot on the team. Like, if Joel Embiid is not on the team, maybe Jaren, you know, is in the running a little more. I mean, obviously, like, I don't have any problem with Joel Embiid over Jaren Jackson Jr., but, you know, just curious, like, maybe how close he might have been to serious consideration.
Yep. Now, we're on the media day circuit now because we're getting close to football, closer and closer to football. College football in particular. We had Big 12 Media Days. We already discussed that on Wednesday. But before we get to your SEC Media Days 2024, the rundown, things to watch that you threw out for CBS Sports, I do have to, we have to sort of talk about the depression that was Pac-12 Media Days. I know that every time we see something like this, with just Oregon State and Washington State, we get re-depressed, I guess. But that was insane to see just two schools up there doing their media days, talking to the media.
They almost leaned it. I think it was like more of a joke, like, than anything. I think they were like, hey, all the media are going to be here for Big 12. We also got all the Team USA people here. Like, this is a big week in sports in Las Vegas. Like, let's just do something kind of funny.
Right.
Because all the stuff I heard about it was that, like, they had an open bar, like, the mascots were there.
Yeah, the two mascots sitting up there in the interview seats.
Yeah, and, like, they were sort of making light of their own situation a little bit because, let's be real, nobody's traveling for an event that features Oregon State and Washington State at this point. Those guys, those poor rosters, man, they've been decimated. It's just a tough situation for those schools, but honestly, I got a pretty good laugh out of seeing the fact that they were having a media days for a conference that has two members.
Yeah, I know they have to laugh through the pain, but that's a lot of pain. You know, that's a lot of pain to try to laugh through. Like,
no doubt. Yeah,
there's absolutely no future. You don't know what's going to happen. Losing out on money. It's nasty work.
Well, and like Oregon State, you lose your coach, like your coach, Jonathan Smith, like a revered former quarterback who is at Oregon State through and through, and like that guy leaves and goes to Michigan State because there is no future for him at Oregon State. That's sad when you can't even hold on to your revered alum, former QB, coach who's done really well. Because in a different world, 10 years ago, the Pac-12 is plenty strong. Like, I've been going back through college football, 21st century history over the last couple of days because I'm working on this story for next week about, does Florida have the toughest schedule in college football history this season? And to do that, you got to go back through history and look at some of the other schedules.
Right.
And there are some Pac-12 teams as recently as 10 years ago that were in the mix for, like, most difficult schedules in the country. And that's kind of crazy when you think a good final year last year, but by and large, the last 8-9 years of the Pac-12 were pretty dismal, and that's left poor Oregon State and Washington State out here on an island all by themselves.
Yep. Now, SEC Media Day is coming up next week. What are the big things you're watching? First and foremost, I would imagine Oklahoma and Texas in their first official media days with the SEC.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, how much bravado does Texas bring? Are they puffing their chests out? They're going to feel like SEC Media Days is coming to their home turf in Dallas, and they're feeling pretty good about themselves because they just made the college football playoff. They've got a Heisman Trophy contender at quarterback, and they've got a pretty good team. So I am curious to see if Texas sort of still thinks the world revolves around them, because it did in the Big 12, but I'm not so sure it will in the SEC. And, they might say some things that rub some people the wrong way if they're not careful. So, I mean, that's the headliner, is obviously the presence of Texas and OU in the league now. And it's just going to be weird to see them on that stage and there at SEC Media Days with the old guard.
Yeah, one thing, though, about, like, Texas and Oklahoma versus the rest of the realignment. One, we've gotten used to it over the years because they were the first domino to fall. But two, it just makes a lot more sense, them in the SEC, than a lot of the other moves we've seen lately. Right?
It does.
It's going to be bizarre a little bit, but I have gotten so used to it over the past 3 years since it was announced that I think I'm ready for it.
Yeah, culturally, geographically, they are more in alignment with the SEC than any of these other realignment moves that we've seen. So, yeah, it's still going to be weird, though. Like,
right.
To me, it's just one of those things where you kind of got to see it before you can fully process it. And, like, that's also going to entail seeing the SEC logo in Austin on the field, seeing the SEC logo in Norman, and then seeing some of these matchups week in, week out before you fully compute, like, the fact that Texas and Oklahoma are part of the conference. And SEC Media Day is kind of that first step in that direction.
Yeah, and then another year and another reckless driving incident that Kirby Smart's going to have to talk about.
No kidding.
After a year where they missed out and you know, couldn't handle themselves, lost late, no college football playoff. Like, it's going to be an interesting year for Georgia. I know that we think that they're at the top, and they should be at the top of the college football world, but Kirby Smart, I just can't understand how he's not gotten a hold of this over the years. I mean, it's every single offseason, same exact thing.
At some point, it falls on his shoulders, and it's at his feet to get this thing resolved. And you got to take a tough love approach at some point and say, hey, look, next person who gets a speeding ticket is suspended for 6 games.
Right.
And I'm talking about an arrest, like a speeding ticket. You don't think that would put a stop to this pretty quick?
Yes. I'm of the opinion, because I've seen how it works in a locker room. Sometimes with certain things like this in particular, you punish these guys. You don't necessarily need to suspend them, keep them away from the facility. I talked about that with Ollie Gordon. But it sounds like they've been trying to do that, and that doesn't do enough. So at some point, I agree with you. You need to make someone an example, and he has yet to do that.
Yeah, he needs to have some accountability. He's kind of downplayed it in the past, the driving issues, and they just keep happening. And they've been serious issues. I mean, there have been fatalities as a result of this program's
right.
Issues with reckless driving and speeding and racing. And he's going to get grilled about that. I mean, he should. I hope there's at least a couple of reporters there who are willing to ask him those tough questions. And maybe a couple of them, hopefully, who are actually on the Georgia beat. Like, I know it's not popular when you are the beat writer to ask the tough questions, because you cater to a specific fan base. And sometimes if you ask the tough questions, the fans can turn on you a little bit. But at the same time, you got a job to do and to hold the coach accountable. And Kirby, I think at this point, is the one who needs to be held accountable, because, like you said, he needs to hold his players accountable, but he might not do that until somebody holds him accountable. And when you're on the top of the mountain, who do you answer to? Like, if you're Kirby
right.
Smart, who are you afraid of right now? There's nobody on your campus who you're untouchable. And so what's it going to take other than just a mountain load of public scrutiny and maybe some tough questions to finally get Kirby to look in the mirror a little bit and say, hey, I'm at least partially responsible for the way the players in my program behave.
And I will say, like, the media and the people around Georgia just sort of let it slide too. They don't really put a lot of pressure on him at all. All the pressure comes nationally.
I mean, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution does some good reporting on some of the less savory things in that program. But like I'm saying, they get harassed for it by the fan base because it's, oh, you guys are so negative, you know, you don't support the program. And it's like, that's not the job of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution is not a Georgia fan site. It's a newspaper that works and serves in the public interest. And when you got a team full of people who drive like maniacs, I mean, that's a public menace. And anyway, that's so shout out to the AJC because they do some good reporting on it. But I do agree that by and large, it feels like Kirby and that program have gotten off pretty easy for what's now a bona fide trend of pretty serious issues.
But even the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they write about those less savory things, and then they get threatened with lawsuits from Georgia and from Kirby Smart. So it's like they even have a little bit of PTSD when it comes to trying to report on these things. Now, I you wrote about this as well, and I really want to hammer this down. Kalen DeBoer, first year going into SEC Media Days, first year as the Alabama head coach, replacing Nick Saban. You mentioned this in your story, and it's like hard to, think about this in this way, but 3 years ago, he was going into Mountain West Media Days. This is a completely different pressure cooker. Now, I know Kalen DeBoer, good speaker, really gets his thoughts out there. I don't think he'll have many issues when he steps up there, but this is a totally different thing. SEC Media Days versus Mountain West or Pac-12. There's a lot more that goes into it.
And he was at Sioux Falls before that. What do you think the media day is like for Sioux Falls, Gabe?
I have no earthly idea. Yeah, NAIA. Do they even have NAIA media days? Let's be honest.
It's like you beg the local paper to send somebody out to do some interviews and take a picture. It's going to be fun to see him up on that stage. Like, I think he'll do well. Like, he does well in these situations. Like, he was at the college football playoff media day and national championship media day, just a few months ago, really. And, he did well in those situations. So this will be kind of similar. So at least he's had that experience of having the eyes of the entire sport, on him like he will at SEC media days. But it's actually kind of interesting. Nick Saban is going to be there.
Right.
He's going to be there with the ESPN and SEC Network folks. And that actually casts a little bit of a shadow, I think, over Kalen DeBoer, because Nick Saban is going to have a microphone and people are going still to be listening to Nick Saban. And they're going to probably care as much about what Nick Saban has to say on TV as they will about what Kalen DeBoer ends up saying on the podium. So that's a little bit of an interesting wrinkle, the fact that, yeah, he's replacing Saban, but Saban isn't exactly gone. Saban's still actually going to be a pretty large figure in college football this season.
Yeah, and what do you think about his new role at Alabama? Kind of an advisory role. Looks like he's getting about $400,000 a year to do it. Obviously a step back in work, but he's still going to have his own office and everything at Alabama.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like what we've seen with Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski over the last couple of years. Like, you see Roy Williams at almost every major North Carolina sporting event. He's even at their, big baseball game,
right.
And Mike Krzyzewski is starting to make more public appearances now. You saw him in Las Vegas with Team USA the other night, and he did show his face at a couple of Duke games this past season, and he still has an office at Duke. That's kind of what it feels like is happening with Nick Saban, except with Roy Williams and with Mike Krzyzewski, they are not in these prominent media roles where they're asked to critique their former teams,
right,
and the teams that their programs play. And so that's what's interesting about Nick Saban. He's going to be the most aggregated coach or the most aggregated analyst in college football this year. You often see people aggregate whatever Paul Feinbaum says that's interesting or inflammatory or just hard hitting. That's what everyone's going to be doing with Nick Saban this year. Anytime he says anything remotely controversial or anything that could be interpreted as unkind towards any program, it's going to get aggregated. And so, yeah, having Nick Saban there is going to be interesting. It's a little bit of a tough wrinkle, I think, for Kalen DeBoer to have to navigate.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you did the hot seat rankings the other day, and there was only one coach who registered as a 5. You do it from 0 to 5, and 0, of course, they're feeling no pressure. five falls in the category of win or be fired. You only had one coach in it, and that was Sam Pittman. It's going to be a rough media days for him. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of questions about his job security and what he thinks about where the program's at.
Right. He's always been such a good-natured guy, too. And you wonder, how will he handle that? Will he reach a breaking point, or is he just still his old sort of happy-go-lucky, down-to-earth guy, even when he's facing some tough questions? So, yeah, the one that's going to get brought up a lot is his hiring of Bobby Petrino as offensive coordinator. I mean, wow, right. What a world. What a world where Bobby Petrino is back at Arkansas as the OC. So I bet a lot of the conversation next week when Arkansas takes its turn is going to be, okay, Sam, you really think Bobby Petrino is going to be the guy to turn this thing around? And I don't know what he'll have to say, but at the end of the day, it's going to be tough because not only does Arkansas have to play a pretty stout league schedule, but sure, they're also at Oklahoma State early in the year. So going to be tough for old Sam Pittman to make it through another season.
Yeah, I don't think he will, but this is the real question. What you say, it's winner be fired. He's in that five category, according to CBS Sports. What is the definition of winning for him? Like, what mark does he have to reach, in other words, to be able to keep that job for another year?
In my mind, I think reaching a bowl game should be enough to keep you employed as the head coach at Arkansas. Now, I'm not looking at that from the perspective of an Arkansas fan. I'm assessing that as a realistic observer,
right,
of college football in a league where things are only getting more difficult with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma. And that includes recruiting now. It's only getting more difficult for Arkansas in recruiting and on the field. So what's a realistic expectation for a program in those circumstances? I think making a bowl game is a realistic expectation. Not to say you shouldn't have a year that's just better than that every now and then. Of course, like, you want to have a 9 or a 10-win season every now and then. But on the average, making a bowl game, I think, is kind of like what Arkansas should be striving for at this point in time. And I know that's probably perceived as insulting maybe to some Arkansas fans, but it's a really, really, really tough conference at this point.
Well, the problem is you go up and down their schedule and you only see three, like, actual, without question, you'd think would be wins. UAB, Arkansas Pine Bluff, and then Louisiana Tech. The rest of them, I mean, Arkansas is not going to be favored in really any of the rest of the games. Maybe against Mississippi State on the road, but again, you're on the road, and that's going to be trouble in itself.
Yeah, well, don't sleep on the UAPB Lions there.
I hear you.
Shout out Pine Bluff, but I think 6-6 will be a great season. I just don't know if that's going to be enough to save his job. It's one of those deals too where you got to have a pretty good idea who you're going to get. Because if it ends up being 6-6, and that's a pretty good outcome, if we're being honest, you have to feel really good about who you're going to hire in order to justify moving on from Sam Pittman after that type of season. So, yeah, we'll see what Bobby Petrino has up his sleeve. I mean, that's a deal when you're a Sam Pittman and you're not a coordinator. So it's like the same with him and Shane Beamer. You only have so much control,
right,
over the way it goes down. You got to be a master CEO because you're not really in control of either side of the ball. I'm sure he has gears and levers that he can press, but you know, he's not the one directing the show on offense or on defense. And that's why those coordinator hires are so, so important for guys like Beamer and for guys like Pittman. And yeah, so he's just put a lot of eggs in the basket of a Bobby Petrino who, at this point in his career, we'll see. I don't know if he's still got that fastball.
Right. No, I hear you. Now, final thing, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later when I get into the Blitz, but talking with David Cobb, last thing for him, at David W. Cobb on X, CBS sports writer covering college football and college basketball. So Colorado State head coach Jay Norvell was speaking to the media today, and I'm sure you saw this at this point, but he basically snitched on Kansas State. Like, he said that his quarterback, Braden Fowler Nicolosi, who was decent last year even though they had a really bad season, he said that Kansas State called him and offered him $600,000 to get into the portal because they ended up losing Will Howard. Like, how do you view this? Like, is this snitching? Is this just dry snitching? Or do you think he's well within his rights to sort of put that out in the public?
I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's wise for a coach to do that.
I agree.
Because I think, don't point out, what's the old saying from the Bible? Like, don't point out the speck in somebody else's eye when you have a plank in your own.
Right.
So are you going to tell me that Colorado State's never tried to lure another player from another school into the portal? Are you going to sit here and tell me that right now? That they've never tried to go after an FCS guy or another G5 guy or a power conference guy who has ties to the state of Colorado? Like, I don't believe that for a second. So if you're going to point that out about another program, then you got to be real careful that you're not doing the same thing yourself. And then I also think, I think it might just be BS. Like, I don't know that Kansas
he's worse.
State
will... And also, yeah, Braden Fowler Nicolosi is not a $600,000 quarterback.
No,
can we be honest?
Yeah, and Kansas State, I think, is pretty happy with Avery Johnson. So I don't think Kansas State was just devastated to lose Will Howard because Avery Johnson's their quarterback of the future. So, sure, maybe they were interested in Fowler Nicolosi, but if they were going to pay $600,000 for him, they were going to be way, way overpaying. And so I just don't believe that price tag. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I just don't believe in casting stones at this point.
Yeah.
We're in a new era. I don't think that it works. And also, like, just because he says this, nothing's going to happen from it. I just don't see the draw in throwing that out in the public eye. That's the problem I have.
Well, I appreciate the storyline that emanates from it.
Of
like
course.
Jay Norvell, 2 years in a row now, kind of getting Colorado State out there in the headlines because, you know, obviously he had some things to say about Deion Sanders before they played Colorado last year. And he's kind of become a little bit of a lightning rod there in the Mountain West, and I think it might actually have a decent team this year too. So, we'll see how that goes. But he kept Fowler Nicolosi. If that's a $600,000 quarterback, you better go and win 10 games with him this year.
I would say so. Well, David, I appreciate you joining. Enjoy Chattanooga this weekend, and we'll catch up on Monday.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That's David Cobb on X at David W. Cobb, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. And he's brought to you every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday by Oxbow, family-owned and operated retail store that's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. They have the best clothing. They have sports memorabilia. They have your tailgating essentials, cups, coolers, koozies, tumblers. They have everything you need right there off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station at 964 June Road. Very conveniently placed. Two-story storefront. It's a beautiful storefront with a kind and courteous staff that will show you in the direction of whatever you need. But on top of that, they have hunting gear for that adventure. So they have the vintage vinyl for the music lovers out there. And again, going back to that clothing, they have the best brands for you: Genteel, Free Fly, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Main.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And they have your favorite teams over there, so if you need some Grizzlies gear, some Tigers gear, Arkansas, Tennessee, with SEC Media Days coming up, they have all of that over at 964 June Road. And they also have all of it online at ShopExpo.com. So get over to ShopExpo.com, and when you get over there, I try to give back. You can fill up that shopping cart with whatever your heart desires, but when you go to check out, use my promo code, TheGabeShow, all caps, no spaces, TheGabeShow, and you'll get 20% off your online order at ShopExpo.com. But whether you're going online or in store to 964 June Road, remember to shop local, shop Oxbow. Now, we need to go ahead and grab a break at this point, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Gabe Kuhn Show coming up next right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So, it looks like we do have an update on the Grizzlies Summer League. They have a game going on right now. I'll get to that in a second, but the roster and how it's going to look. Is Zach Edey shut down? Is he going to play? Well, he's not playing right now. That much we do know. But Drew Hill provided us an update from the Daily Memphian. And what he had to say is, my understanding is Zach Edey is out today, but probable to return at some point in the summer league. He is still not shut down. I think they're trying to rest his ankle. It looks like he'll get more run, though. And I think that is the right decision. I know there's a lot of people that think they saw everything they needed to see in game one, but one summer league game for a guy that's just coming into the league, that's going to have to make some serious adjustments with his conditioning, getting up and down the floor, different pace of game. I just don't think that is enough before we get to training camp and progress through the offseason. But it looks like he's going to return at some point, but we're going to be in a day-by-day process here and see what happens. But right now, the Grizzlies are playing against the Kings Summer League team, and they're kicking ass, to be honest with you. 37-22. There's 7 minutes left in the second quarter. We have for the Kings Summer League team, we have a Boogie Ellis sighting. That's nice to see. And a Drew Timme sighting. Drew Timme has not been great, only 2 points today. Boogie Ellis has not gotten in yet. But he actually, I don't know if you saw in the California Classic, he had a really good game. They won a game, 17 points, 6 for 10 shooting. He had 3 threes. Boogie Ellis actually has had a strong showing early in summer league.
That's solid.
And he's a guy, though, just strange. I mean, I think he's got some defensive upside. I really do. He's got some effort. He gives some effort. He can be a pest on that end of the floor. He can get some knockaways, turn some defense into offense. But my problem with him lies with what we've seen of him in college, when he was at Memphis, when he was at USC. Volume shooter and not always the best shot maker. He's a great shot taker. And don't get it twisted, I respect good shot takers, right? When you can just throw something up and you know, keep putting the ball up when you're missing, I respect it, right? You got to get your game off somehow. But that's always been the problem with Boogie Ellis. Is he going to make enough? Is his field goal percentage going to be good enough to be a solid offensive player consistently at the NBA level?
Also playmaking. You know, if you want to be a guard in today's NBA, you have to have a playmaking ability, or you have to be a knockdown scorer, and he's neither of those. So he's a bit of a tweener, but it sounds like he's had a pretty good summer league run so far, so we're definitely rooting for him.
Yep, now Grizzlies so far, Jake LaRavia, solid showing, 3 for 5 from the field, 1 for 3 from three, 8 points early in this one. G.G. Jackson, not so great, 1 for 5 from the field. Scottie Pippen Jr., per normal, great. And then Cam Spencer, 2 for 3 from the field, 1 for 2 from three, 5 points in 8 minutes. I love this guy, man. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I can't hide it. The guy is phenomenal. And he was on with Chris Vernon, I believe, yesterday. And not Cam Spencer, but G.G. Jackson was on with Chris Vernon yesterday. And Chris acknowledged. He's like, Cam Spencer, what do you think? And Gigi Jackson had to say, can I cuss? And he said, yeah, go ahead. Effing dog. And that's something that I think will help him stick in this league for a while. I want to see what a role could look like with the Grizzlies, because I think he could be a solid role player in the NBA for a long time, even though he's 24 years of age. But he has all the makings.
Agreed.
Of a really good wing, second guard, combo guard type of player in this league.
I think both of us are hoping that one day he becomes part of that main roster.
Yes, yes. And we talked about it, the Jalen Wells getting the full contract. He was the higher priority and draft pick versus him being on the two-way. I don't know if at 24 years old he should be spending a whole bunch of time in the G League, but he's not going to get playing time with the big club, even if he was on the active roster, just like Jalen Wells won't. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. But Cam Spencer's shown a lot more promise early in summer league than Jalen Wells.
I think it simply comes down to development. You don't need to develop Cam Spencer as much, so I think it bodes well for him to be down in the G League a little bit more, get some playing time. Jalen Wells, you're hoping to develop more, so I think him being around the NBA team and with the coaches will help him out.
Yeah, I think that's the thought process, but I just don't know. I don't know. Usually you throw guys in the G League when you want them to develop further and get a lot more minutes. Jalen Wells is not going to get a lot of minutes. That's the problem I'm having.
But he'll get practice time.
He'll get practice time. But having those live game reps, like we talked about with Zach Edey, like it's different.
Sure.
It's nice. And Cam Spencer's 24 years old. He doesn't need that much more. Now, we have been following Team USA, and the decision was made middle of this week that Kawhi Leonard was going to step back. He is gone, and Derek White was going to step in. Now, this has caused a ruckus, a big issue with Jalen Brown. And Jalen Brown, he hasn't stopped on social media. There is rumors, and I think maybe a little bit more than rumors, of him and a rift between Phil Knight and Jalen Brown, and that is being speculated to be part of the reason that he did not get the nod as an alternate, and Derek White ultimately did. But I want to go to last night at the ESPYs. Jalen Brown was on the red carpet with Cam Newton. And Cam Newton, I'll give him credit, he approached the situation immediately, but it didn't sound like Jalen Brown wanted much of it.
How do you feel about the USA team right now, bro?
What you mean?
Why aren't you there? Do you feel a way?
I don't really got no comment. You know what I mean?
Now, come on, home team. Come on, bro.
I got my beautiful day right there. So
he's trying to do.
Now, he did win an award last night, best championship performance. So shout out to Jalen Brown on
First
that.
First off, Cam Newton's big as hell.
That's one of those
reminders that you're like, oh my God, Cam Newton was big.
He's ridiculous. He is a big man in stature.
But now, also, when he said, what do you mean, back to him, it's like, what do you mean? What does he mean?
What do you mean? He clearly wanted no part of it, but on social media, he's got a lot to say. And it's strange. It feels like there's a little rift, too, between the Celtics players because of how this has all turned out. Jason Tatum was asked about it yesterday. This is what he had to say.
You should talk about having Jalen here.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many guys that could, you know, take that last spot or whatever.
Yeah, he just said, yeah, it is. Like, he didn't really know how to answer.
What is he going
to
do?
Because what's he going to say? He can't dog Derek White, his other teammate. But it feels like there's a little bit of a rift there, and it's kind of weird. It's strange. The fact that he hasn't spoken to Jalen through this entire process is strange in itself. And we always talked about previously, I know they won the championship and they're coming off a championship season, but we always talked about previously there being a rift between Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown. I think those were greatly exaggerated. But when you see things like this, you start to call it into question. Now, Jalen Brown today on social media, I think he went under Anthony Edwards' post. And he basically said first option, and he's just talking a lot on Team USA. We know that a couple of days ago he said, this is how we're doing it at Nike, you know, that type of thing when he got snubbed and didn't get on Team USA. But part of me, I feel bad for him, sure, and I get his gripe if it really is the Phil Knight politics that have left him off of Team USA. But one of the big things that was discussed on why Derek White got the nod over him is Derek White was not going to complain if he didn't get playing time or that type of thing, right? Jalen Brown probably needs to put down his phone because he is proving a lot of the people that said that correct. because he will not stop talking about it. Again, I get his gripe. If he feels he's been snubbed because of politics and Phil Knight, I understand why he's angry. But he is kind of proving people right along the way the more he talks about it and the more he picks up his phone and goes on social media.
Just put down the phone. You know, I think people understand his gripe. Most of us agree that he would be helping Team USA, but I think that we can also acknowledge that, man, at some point, you just complaining over and over again, you're going to turn the narrative against you. And like yes. you said, some people are going to use it as ammo and saying, well, see, this is why you didn't make Team USA, because you would have been a distraction if you didn't get this playing time. And it's just at some point, man, we get it. You did make Team USA. You probably should have been on there. It's a bummer that you're not. But at the same time, man, somebody that helped you win a championship and Derek White made that team. So why don't you support your teammate? At some point, stop being selfish and be like, hey, my two teammates are on Team USA. I'm going to root for them. I can be disappointed.
Three teammates.
But allow everybody else to be annoyed for you. You put out your statements. Everybody started defending you. It's just the more you tweet and the more you post on social media and do these cryptic things, and to be quite honest, acting like it's not happening at the ESPYs, it becomes annoying at some point. It's like, come on, man, just move on.
You know, the thing is, like, to your point, the decision is made.
It's made.
And the decision is final. You can't do anything about it.
I forgot Drew Holiday was on it, too.
But you cannot do anything about it. So at this point, just move forward. Don't let anybody use these things against you. And just try your best to get on the team in 2028. That's all I can say.
I've always thought that the rift between Tatum and Brown was always so overblown, but you're just giving those people ammo right now. You're giving them ammo.
Do you get the sense, though, and this is digging a little deeper on the relationship between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I don't think there's like a massive rift. I don't think they hate each other. I don't get the sense that they're best friends either. They don't seem like they're just
to be,
buddy.
Though.
But no,
right.
I get it. They're teammates. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. They won a championship together. It's clearly not a bad thing. But I don't get the sense they're best friends by any stretch.
They're not the Knicks.
They're not buddy-buddy Villanova going on podcasts together. Not that. And that doesn't mean that they're not good teammates to each other. That doesn't mean that they can't win ball games. But I think it's kind of telling that, you know, that whole process was ironed out and he had no words exchange between him and Jaylen Brown the entire time. I know that they probably both have their days taken up by this and that, and Jason Tatum's got his head down trying to go win a gold medal right now. But no texts, no calls, nothing?
That could have been Tatum, though, just trying not to say anything with the media. I'd be surprised if there was actual zero communication. But, again, what is he supposed to say?
That's a tough question
to
answer.
He can't. Two of his teammates are on the team with him.
Is it hard not to have Jaylen Brown here? Yeah. Like, that's all he, like, what is he, what, he got put in a pretty, in a no-win
situation. Because you don't
want
to say anything that could cause some awkwardness within Team USA.
Or anybody.
If he says, yeah, because he doesn't have to be talking about Derek White for Jaylen Brown to replace. He can talk about anybody else on that team. It's just a tough position, I think, for Jason Tatum to be in. And that's why I think Jaylen Brown needs to realize that position and just back off a little
bit.
We get it. You should be on the team. We can all agree with that. But let's not act like it's some major sin that Derek White's on it. He's a championship player. He does something very well. And guess what? He's going to keep his mouth shut.
And you are, again, you're just proving the people right that had the opinion that you would be a distraction. It's unfortunate, but it's how these things are viewed in the public eye. Now let's go ahead and grab a break, and we'll wrap up hour number two coming up next with Small Talk right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, per the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they wrote a story about Georgia football after the more reckless driving arrest that they had this week. I think two or three. I think there was a third player that got arrested as well for reckless driving and for racing. Now, we know that in January of 2023, there were two people killed in a high-speed crash at the hands of the Georgia football program and people involved with it. Since that time, Connor, this is just sick and it's just gross to me, but also just purely insane. Since that crash that killed two people in January 2023, there have been 24 incidents in which an individual associated with Georgia football has been apprehended by police for speeding, reckless driving, or DUI. 24.
That's insane.
After people got killed.
That's crazy.
Like, I just don't know how you don't have a mindset switch after someone close to you, Devin Willock, Chandler LeCroy, the people that were involved. I don't know how you don't have a mindset switch as an entire football team, as a person, when something like that happens. Tragedy strikes, people usually change for the better. They have changed for the worse. There's a correlation in the wrong direction when tragedy hit. I can't understand that. It makes no sense. And my brain does not compute that. But also, it's going to come down to Kirby Smart and the staff doing something about it. But I just wanted to throw that number out there because I found it absolutely insane. Now, tell me if this is fair or foul. We had a Rolling Stone article about our favorite girl, the Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch. And this is the way they framed it. She did an interview with Rolling Stone, and this is what they said. Rolling Stone had breakfast with Hawk Tua girl, the national hero we need. She went viral for a sex joke, but Haley Welch is much more. A charming Gen Z Dolly Parton who's rightfully becoming America's sweetheart. Fair or foul, Connor?
Completely your foul. Tongue, Rolling Stone.
Put Dolly her in the same. Parton?
Dolly Parton.
Are
bite
you kidding
your tongue.
Me?
Bite your tongue, Rolling Stone.
Is this how easy it
how
is?
How dare they?
Is this how easy it is to become a damn celebrity in this society? She has a million followers on Instagram for making a sex joke.
She's not a hero. What are we doing?
I'm
are we
amazed
this bored?
By
are we this bored.
I can't get over. Is it this easy? That's easy. There's more people out there that are like Haley Welch.
Go to the University of Memphis. You'll find
damn
1,000
special.
Of them.
Shout out to her. She's probably a doll. She's probably a peach. I probably would like her.
Hero.
But at the same time, Gen Z Dolly Parton, who's becoming America's sweetheart, the national hero we need. Can we get a grip as a society? Good God, man.
Man, we need that video game fast.
Where's the meteor? When's it striking?
Darby said it was passing. I think it already did, but maybe it'll turn around.
God. Redirect that thing. My gosh. Now we need to go ahead and get to hour number three, last hour of the week for the Gabe Kuhn Show. Coming up next, though, we'll talk some Grizzlies, some Summer League, some Major League Baseball, everything under the sun with my guy from the Grizzly sidelines for Bally Sports. That would be Rob Fisher.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always free.
I mean, it's free to just turn on.
Always on your radio.
So I turn on 92.9 in the shop.
Memphis' sports station.
I mean, I listen to 92.9 every day.
Always free, always on. 92.9 FM, ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis' sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say play 92.9ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker play 92.9 FM ESPN.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday in July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Are you getting the connection you deserve? 5G home internet can be spotty, and no one should rely on internet from a cell tower. Get internet for 50% less than T-Mobile 5G home internet in your first year with Xfinity. It's reliable internet with the speed you need at a great value. You'll get consistently fast speeds, even during peak hours, with 99.9% network reliability. For the internet experience you deserve, switch to Xfinity and bring on the good stuff. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and equipment included. That's 50% savings over T-Mobile 5G home internet for your first year. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect Internet versus T-Mobile 5G home internet at $60 a month. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 engagement sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Are you getting the connection you deserve? 5G home internet can be spotty, and no one should rely on internet from a cell tower. Get internet for 50% less than T-Mobile 5G home internet in your first year with Xfinity. It's reliable internet with the speed you need at a great value. You'll get consistently fast speeds, even during peak hours, with 99.9% network reliability. For the internet experience you deserve, switch to Xfinity and bring on the good stuff. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and equipment included. That's 50% savings over T-Mobile 5G home internet for your first year. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect Internet versus T-Mobile 5G home internet at $60 a month. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month.
Hey, everybody. It's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off. And with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Hey, everyone. Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.